But the choice is in better hands. By John Macduff. My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Exodus chapter 33 verse 14. Moses asked to be shown the way. The way is not shown. But better than this, God says, trust me, I will go with you. Afflicted one, hear this wilderness promise which God speaks to his spiritual Israel still. He who led his people of old like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron will manifest towards you the same shepherd love. The way may be very different from what we would have wished and what we would have chosen. But the choice is in better hands. God had his own wise and righteous ends in every erratic turning in the wilderness wanderings. Just so, who can look back on the past leadings of God without gratitude and thankfulness? When his sheep have been conducted to the rougher parts of the wilderness, he, their shepherd, has been with them. When their fleece was torn, and they were footsore and weary, he has borne them in his arms. His presence has lightened every cross and sweetened every care. Let us trust him for an unknown and checkered future. With him for our portion, take what he will away, we must be happy. We can rise above the loss of the earthly gift in the consciousness of the nobler possession which we enjoy in the great bestower. He may have seen fit to level clay idols, that he, the all-satisfying one, might reign paramount and supreme. He will not allow us to raise havens on earth and to write upon them, this is my rest. But fear not, he seems to say, you are not left without a friend or without solace on the way home. Pilgrim in a pilgrim land, my presence shall go with you in all your dark and cloudy days, in your hours of faintness and depression, in all your sickness and sadness, in life and in death. And when the journey is ended, I will give you eternal rest with me. The pledge of grace will be followed with the fruition of glory. My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Exodus chapter 33 verse 14.